Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this gorgeous Monday, January 13th, 2020. Wow. I think this is the first or second episode of 2020, but welcome back to my channel. Make sure that you hit that like, comment, subscribe, smash the notification bell, and make sure that you, if you're on the Apple Podcast app, that you subscribe to my channel and share this episode with five of your best friends ever. Talking today about the 21-day fear and anxiety fast that I'm doing and inviting you to join me in this. So as far as an update, I guess, of why this is important to me, the last month or so, let's say maybe middle of December to now, I've been dealing with super high levels of anxiety, and it's not new. It happens every year, but I should know, and I should know better, but I don't. I always think this is it. And the latest manifestation is my brain. I think that I'm losing my mind, that I have Alzheimer's, that I forget everything, and so I begin to test myself. You know, it's just a downward spiral. So I've been trying to manage that by praying, by trying to exercise more, a lot of talk with my wife, a lot of listening to input and podcasts, also trying to not do so much of that so that I'm not kind of like thinking about this all the time. But I really believe that this fast that I'm starting, I'm actually starting it on Sunday, January 19th, so just a couple of days. I think that this guide and this fast is going to be really important to me, and maybe I can do this as an annual tradition in January. I think that even though we should all know better, right? And you may not deal with anxiety, your thing might be something else, anger, depression, suicide, it might be feelings of overwhelm, overworking, overloving your kids, whatever it may be. There are seasons where it seems to get worse. And I was watching this guy, Andrew, I forget his name. He does pranks and now he does interviews called A Chat With, I think, something like that. Really funny guy. But anyway, he was talking about December and how because of the lack of sunlight, we get more depressed. And I think that's what happens to me. And so I've been trying to just get myself out of this little mess, but at the same time to just let it kind of do its thing, to not panic, to not catastrophize, which is where my anxiety comes from, but to wait it out, and in the meantime to try to manage it through some of these techniques. So I want to actually go over this 21-day fast guide so you get a feel for what I'm talking about. As I said, I'm starting it on Sunday. But honestly, I'm already practicing it now just to kind of get used to it. So the guide says, by the way, you can download this guide for free. No email required, no opt-in, nothing. Just for free as a gift to you at davidtrigg.com/fasting. davidtrigg.com/fasting. So go check it out. So it has four principles, four guiding principles. One is to read the scriptures, and I have some here. Second is to pray the prayers. Three is to practice these affirmations, which I will go over. And then fourth is to exercise and eat healthy. And I wanted to do something more holistic versus just scripture or just affirmations or just rest and sleep and exercise. I wanted to be holistic so that depending on kind of where you're at and who you are, hopefully something will hit home for you. So number one, it has read these scriptures, and this is something to do every day for the next 21 days. So I'm going to go over these. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That's my favorite, by the way, these days. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, this is so beautiful, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then Matthew 6:34, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So that's the number one element. The second one is to pray these prayers, and I have three prayers again. I'm going to go over them. Number one is, dear God, I come before you to lay my panic and anxiety at your feet. When I'm crushed by my fears and worries, remind me of your power and your grace. Fill me with your peace as I trust in you and you alone. I know I can't beat this on my own, but I also know that I have you, Lord, and you have already paid the ultimate price to carry my burdens. For this I thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. The second prayer is, Dear Jesus, you are the strength of my life. You are my rock, my fortress, and my protector. Therefore, whom shall I be afraid of, I guess, should be. You are my shield, my strong tower, and my stronghold. I will call to you because you are worthy to be praised. So, Father, I thank you for being my strength and my God in whom I trust. Amen. And then the third prayer is a prayer for confronting fear. It says, Heavenly Father, when I feel crushed by my own worries, lift my mind and help me to see the truth. When fear grips me tight and I feel I cannot move, free my heart and help me to take things one step at a time. When I can't express the turmoil inside, calm me with your quiet words of love. I choose to trust in you each day, each hour, each moment of my life. I know deep down that in your grace, forgiven, restored by your sacrifice, you have set me free. In Jesus' name, amen. The third element is to declare these affirmations. And I love affirmations. I actually have an app that I would recommend called Headspace, where you can record your own affirmations with your own voice. They give you three for free, and then you have to pay. But I find that three is plenty. So here's some affirmations on this guide that you can use. It says, the first one is, At this moment, I choose to release the past and look forward to the good that awaits me. With each new breath, I inhale strength and exhale fear. I am learning that it is safe for me to heal and grow. At this moment, I choose to feel calm and peaceful. Everything is unfolding as it should. I choose to fill my mind with positive, nurturing, and healing thoughts. And then the last affirmation is, There are no mistakes, only lessons to be learned. I did the best I could. And the last one is maybe my favorite, which is exercise and nutrition. And so, as I said, I wanted to do something more holistic for you, without the guilt and the shame, without the counting of calories. But, you know, if that works for you, if you're more that way, then that would be fine to do. I am not quite that way, so this is more my approach to exercise. I try to just put X's next to the dates or the days that I did something active. And then I try to put a Y next to the dates when I resisted eating something unhealthy. So it's more along those lines, and maybe that'll help you as well. So this fourth section says, do something active each day and avoid fatty foods every day for 21 days. I may want to put in there every night, because that's when things go bad for me. Mark your progress below by putting an X after each workout and a Y each time you avoided unhealthy foods. So these tools have helped me just the last few days. I just started this yesterday and then today, this morning, because already this morning I was fearing and thinking about all that's wrong with me. And so going over these things, especially Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear, has been very powerful. By the way, I also translated this guide into Spanish, and you can also get that at davidtrigger.com/fasting. There are two versions there. I think that understanding kind of what December and January is like for me especially, and maybe this is just common for a lot of us, it's the first step. Just hearing this young man on YouTube talk about December and just the sunlight was very useful. He actually had this video, I think it was actually from a year or 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, where I think it was in January, he just brought a lawn chair and went into his backyard and took off his shirt and just caught some rays just to be in the sunlight. Man, I thought, man, that is so just wise and so self-aware that sometimes we just need sunlight. Sometimes we need to just wait for the sun to come back. Like here in LA, you know, obviously it's always sunny, but it's been so cold and cloudy and rainy. And for some reason this year, it's hit me more than others. But The second thing that's helped me, besides kind of the sunlight and things like that, is to recognize that this happens to me every year. Some years the Christmas cloud isn't as thick as other times, but I mean, I literally wrote a song called Christmas Cloud like 10 years ago because my father died at Christmas time. My mother, my grandmother who raised me since I was a little boy, died at Christmas time. You know, normally churches have so much to do, plus budgets and end of the year evaluations and meetings, all this stuff on top of the Christmas holiday. It's sort of this manic, depressive time for leaders, for pastors, I'm sure for many of us. And so, like my therapist would say, it all makes sense, doesn't it? And it does make sense. Do I remember those things? No. Do I give in to my fear and anxiety half the time? Yes. But I am fighting and trying to come back stronger than ever by having this guide and practicing these techniques, doing my affirmations, practicing breathing. And then something that is very important for me and all of us is to exercise. You know, I've gained like 20 pounds in the last 3 years since I've been at my current church, just because of stress and anxiety, and also being 50, of course, and blah blah blah. But no excuses. I finally yesterday, literally for the first time in like 5 years, maybe only three, I lifted weights, and it was amazing. Yeah, my arms are so sore, but it's a good sore. You know, that kind of, I finally did something with weights again. And then, did I go for a run? No, I've been boxing also. I even have some little scrapes on my knuckles, which is always fun. My cardio, you know, for my cardio, what I like to do is go to the gym and get on the treadmill. I used to run all the time, but my knees, blah, blah, blah. Being 50, yeah, it's not being 25, but there's no excuse because it's my eating, as you know, that's the problem. And so at night, I overeat so much from like 11 to 12 or 10:30 to 12, you know, because I don't eat as much, you know, the whole crescendo eating thing. I don't eat much during the day. And so then at night, I just go crazy. And that's what I'm proud of. Like proud of myself. Last night, for example, I was in that mode. But because of this fasting guide and this stuff, I grabbed some nuts and some almonds things, you know, and I just ate a few of them versus having bread and butter and cheese and all that stuff that I crave. And so I wonder what you can do to curb these appetites. Fasting obviously normally means not eating or not drinking, but you know, I also like it more as a lifestyle fast, whether it's social media, I've done that, whether it's just Facebook or Instagram or whatever, or for me this time, it's fear and anxiety. So I think the point of fasting is to give up something that is affecting you so that you can focus on God. And so I hope and pray that this guide will help you to calm down all those fears and rumors and concerns about war and World War III and a financial crisis or the politics of the day or Iran, all these things that are just so concerning to many people. Or it might be something more practical, something more at home. Your child is sick, your grandparents aren't well, you yourself aren't feeling healthy, or you're going through a health challenge or a financial challenge, whatever it may be. This guide is very important so that we can hopefully together learn to surrender our fears and anxieties to God and to instead affirm the truth and the hope that we find in Jesus. And I encourage you, come to my church this Sunday, January 19th. We're going to launch this fast for the next 21 days, and then we'll wrap it up on February 9th, which is a Sunday as well, where we're going to be just telling stories, praying, singing, telling stories of what God did over these 21 days. The church also will be open from 9 to 2 every day, Monday through Friday, so you're welcome to come, or Monday through Thursday. You're welcome to come and pray. We have a little chapel there where you can come and pray. There are some handouts and all those things that you need just to pray, maybe in the morning, maybe at your lunch break, maybe you can, if you're off on a particular day, you can come by just for 10, 20 minutes and pray in a quiet place at our church. You can get all the details for that at davidtree.com/fasting. davidtree.com/fasting. I think for me, the discipline here is to not give in. Not give in to this fear, to let it go through. Like my father-in-law always says, let the river run through it. Also to help my wife. She's also dealing with some stuff at work, and this week especially is really heavy for her. So I gave her this guide, and I've been praying with her at night just to help her so that she also cannot fear so. Think about who can you help so that you can be a light to other people that deal with the same stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, smash the notification bell. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.